A couple of years ago, Danny Wallace decided to drop the word no from his personal vocabulary. First, this was just a little private experiment, meant to last a day or two. But somehow, Danny wound up making a commitment to say yes to everything for a year. Danny Wallace, by the way, is the guy who started the Join Me cult, in which he got thousands of people around the world to join him for, well, for nothing, just to join. In his year of saying yes, Danny won $45,000, joined a group that believes aliens built the pyramids, got a nursing degree, lost $45,000, and traveled to a lot of places he didn't really want to go. He told Steve Paulson how it all started.
It started really because I'd been saying no a lot. I got into a groove where I was just sitting at home, really, and watching TV and eating toast and ordering takeaway. And my friends were always saying, you know, come out, there's this thing on tonight, you should come out. And I just kept saying no, and eventually it became a kind of habit. No matter what they were asking, instantly my reaction would be, I can't, I'm doing a thing, or I'm a bit busy, or I'm tired. And gradually it just meant that I was spending a lot of time essentially doing nothing. And then one day something happened where I just thought, actually, I know how to get out of this. Yes is the way to get out of this.
What happened that one day? I mean, what changed your thinking?
Well, I've never been someone who's kind of afraid to talk to strangers and things like that. And one night on a bus, I'd essentially got talking to this guy. And he managed to say something to me that, for him, I think was probably just a sentence. You know, he says it, he forgets it, he moves on with his life. And all he'd really said was, you should say yes more. And it was those three words. It was say yes more. And it kind of hit me. I thought, well, that's brilliant. That's every self-help book in the world ever written, distilled into three words. You could essentially go into any bookshop and throw out an entire section of books and just replace them with a small sign that says say yes more, because it's about positivity, about taking a chance, about actually doing something.
So you meet a guy on a bus, he says three words to you, and it changes your life for a year.
Yeah, and I always feel a bit guilty because I talk about him like he's this kind of spiritual shaman sent into the world to dispense wisdom to, you know, simpletons like me. He was just a bloke. That's all it was, really. But it was those three words, and I just thought, yeah, well, that's it. You know, if something's going to happen to you, if you're going to do things again, if you're going to meet new people, do new things, go to new places, you have to actually do something. It won't happen to you if you're sitting at home watching TV. So I decided I'm going to say yes to pretty much everything.
Now, I can imagine saying yes to a few things. I mean, basically opening myself up to more experiences, but to everything? I mean, saying yes to every question that comes along, that's kind of frightening.
It depends how you treat it. It became slightly frightening. I thought it was going to be easy because I thought, well, I'll do it for a day. I'll have a day of relentless positivity and see what happens. So the first thing that happens is the phone rings the next morning. And I've decided, you know, this is going to be it. This is the first thing, my first contact with the world outside. And it was a cold call, you know, where someone rings you up and tries to sell you something. And it just went, Mr. Wallace? And I went, yes. And it was my first yes. It was going well. And he said, hi, I'm just phoning from Mark 1 Double Glazing in London. Just wondered if you'd like a free, no-obligation quote for double glazing on your windows. And I went, yes. And I think it's the first time anyone had ever said yes to this man in his life before. He was bewildered before. He didn't really know what was going on. He kind of went, really? And I went, yes. And he went, this is great. We should organise some kind of meeting. And I went, yes. And he went, wow, okay. Well, when's good for you? I went, when's good for you? He said, Tuesday. I went, yes. He said, 2 o'clock. And I went, yes. And then I looked around my flat and I kind of realised that I already have double glazing on all my windows. So I had to kind of go, thing is, I've already got double glazing on my windows. And he went, what? And I went, I'm just saying, I've already got double glazing on all my windows, but, you know, you can still come round, still give me a quote, we can have a cup of tea, talk about the weather. And he went, are you wasting my time? And I went, yes. So I realised there and then that actually, you know, saying yes to everything could be a nightmare and could, like you say, be frightening. And that was when I had to hone it, and I decided I won't just say yes willy-nilly to everything. So I'll say yes to favours and suggestions and requests and basically all the little things that fly at every single one of us every single day. One thing we've got in London is a lot of people who stop you on street corners and they've got a little clipboard and they basically say, have you got a couple of minutes to just talk about saving the whales? And I would have to say yes. I think I've probably saved an entire whale on my own.
Now, did you ever get scammed?
I did, yes. But, I mean, the weird thing was, you know, you kind of know from these email scams that something dodgy is afoot, something is not right. I knew that I hadn't won, say, the Spanish lottery, because I'd never entered it. And I knew that I hadn't won $240 million. But it was about following up these opportunities and just seeing where they lead you. And one time it led me to Amsterdam. And of course, it turned out to be a scam. But I ended up in Amsterdam. And I was in Amsterdam for an evening that I wouldn't normally, I would have usually been sitting in front of the TV at that time of night. So I just made the best of it and had a great time, met some new people, just had a really weird and surreal kind of evening.
What happened in your weird, surreal evening?
In Amsterdam? Well, I kind of thought, look, I'm here. I should do something. The cheese museum was closed, as I found out. And so I said to someone, look, what would you do in your city if you were me? And he said, I'll show you. And that was when I realised it could have gone wrong. Amsterdam is, of course, one of the most liberal cities in the world. It's basically a city of yeses. Everything goes. At one point, I ended up in a gay leather bar, which is fine, although it is a very dangerous place for a straight man who's decided to say yes to everything. It's one of those moments you kind of suddenly realise, maybe I'm out of my depth here. It was fine. We ended up going to a coffee shop down the road, a smart shop, they call it. And what they do is they have these legal drugs which are supposed to enhance your memory or your state of well-being or your confidence or anything like that. And the guy kind of said, well, you should try this. It's called a psychotropic mind bomb. And that was basically my clue, thinking I shouldn't be doing this. Anything called a psychotropic mind bomb probably is not like ordering a latte. There's something wrong here. But I tried it. It went in. And I kind of went around for the rest of the evening thinking I had a small talking dog on my shoulder. Which wasn't in itself a bad thing. He was quite witty. He'd chip in with things every now and again. So it was one of those things where at least I came home having had a new experience, one that I never have to repeat.
Now, did you work out little systems where you could not say no, but avoid certain situations by steering the subject in another way? I mean, so you didn't break your rules, but somehow
you didn't commit in the gay leather bar. In the gay leather bar, I suddenly became extremely talkative and I was suddenly dominating the conversation and not really allowing anyone to say anything. I'm not saying that anyone would have, propositioned me, but it was just that kind of thing where I thought, I'll just keep talking very quickly about anything that comes into my head. There's a nice place, I like the curtains, those new shoes, I like them, yeah, so Amsterdam's nice, blah, blah, blah. Just keep it going. And most of them were just things like, do you fancy a drink tonight? Or do you fancy going to this party that you wouldn't normally have gone to because it's going to take you 3 hours to get there and it's going to probably be rubbish? I mean, essentially, you can spin any of them into a positive, if you like, no matter how annoying they were to do at the time. I always learned something or something good happened or I met someone new. That's kind of what happens in life.
Now, did I hear that you actually met your fiancée during this year?
Yeah, I'd met her before then, but it was only through, yes, that kind of anything really happened. And so, yeah, without spoiling the end of the adventure for anyone, I mean, there is a pretty big yes at the end.
But, I mean, you're saying that things would not have progressed as far as they did without your saying yes?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Certainly not. Certainly not in the way they did and certainly not at that time. It's just, yes is a very powerful word. And I don't know, by saying yes, you become a more interesting person because you've got more to talk about and you take more risks. Yes is a word of risk. No is a word of comfort. And no is a word which means nothing's going to change. Nothing's going to be different because you're closing yourself off in this little circle, this little protective bubble of no. But when you say yes, that's when you step out of that circle and you put yourself up to the whims of life.
You gotta join Danny. You gotta join me. Join Danny. Oh, you gotta join Danny. That's me. You gotta join me. Join Danny.
Danny Wallace really does suggest you join him in relentless positivity. Not all the time. Maybe just, once a week. Steve Paulson talked with Danny Wallace, and if you want to know more, you can read Danny's book about his experience. It's called Yes Man.
Join Danny, cause tonight we're going to party like it's 1983. Very good year for me. I'm 7 years old, enjoyed it a lot. Join me, please. It'll be great. It's not a cult, it's a collective. Please join me.